is a revelation.
I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality,
something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cross.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
Let me preach to your neighbor that you will never remain the same again. Do it as if you are preaching. Look your neighbor at the eye. Do you believe what he's saying or what she's saying? Some person says doesn't carry power. So say it again. Mark that boy's or girl's face so that if you remain the same, you blame him. Say it for the last time. Amen. Okay. Give me Psalms chapter 48. Funny enough, I'm not here to say plenty things. I just want to take some things from what our daddy said on Tuesday and then maybe add a few points of mine and we'll go. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Verse 2. Before this, can you give me Genesis, the scripture that was used yesterday? I'll still come back to this, but give me Genesis 28, verse 10. If you are there, say amen. Amen. I just heard half of the congregation. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Is that 15? And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done which I have spoken to thee of. 16. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. 17. Go back to 16. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. There's something I want to bring to our notice. One of the things the theme of this week is ascended possibilities. And one of the things we should know and consider is that there is actually a realm where God dwells. There is a place where you can find God. That's why this theme came up. Because if God dwells anywhere, we can find God anywhere. Are we together? Are we together? Okay, so if there, because Jacob made a statement here, he said, and Jacob awaked from an encounter and said, surely the Lord is in this place. That means there is a location where we can find God. And for us to find God, then we have to now come up. That is the reason why this thing came up. Because if God is in a place, we have to go and meet him there. He's not the one that will come down to our realm to meet us. Then we have to come there, then meet him at the point where he is. That is what happened. As this man was journeying, or rather running away from so many things, he now alighted on a place that was buttressed by altars. Funny enough, it now has to be that God was actually there, and he met God there. He's now said, surely the Lord is in this place. So there is a place where we can meet God. That is why I want to read Psalm chapter 48. Because God has a location where he is. There is a realm where you can find him. So that when you are going, you should know the makeup of that place. So that you can meet him there. Go to verse 1. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Are you seeing it now? The city of our God, in the mountain of where his holiness, not just a mountain, not just a place of height. That place of height is what? Of his what? Holiness. So God has a place. It's littered in the scriptures. I don't want us to read so many scriptures today. But it's littered in the scriptures where you find God. The scripture is saying that God dwells in a mountain, holy mountain, holy hill, and all of that. Verse 2. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount what? Zion, the side of the north. The side of the north is the highest place of authority. The city of the king of what? David. Psalm chapter 8, verse 7. I'm trying to tell you there is a location and there is a place where God is. 7. Psalm chapter 7, verse 1. O Lord my God, indeed do I put my trust. Save me from them that persecute me and deliver me. Verse 87. Okay. Are you seeing it? His foundations is where? Are you seeing it? So there is a height where God dwells, where you can actually find him. Remember Jeremiah said, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart, spirit, soul, and what? Body. But when you are seeking, just know that there is a place you need to come up to before you can find God. Verse 2. The Lord loved the gate of what? Zion again. That place God dwells has a name. And that name is what? Eh?
Zion.
It's not gate, it's Zion. More than all the dwellings of what? Jacob. What I got here is that there are many dwellings you can find in Jacob. Many, many, many. But where God loveth to stay is what? The highest place, which is what? The gates of what? Zion. That's not my point. Now, let's go to what I have. Give me that Genesis 28. Go back to descending and ascending. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set on the earth, and the top of it reached the heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending. Leave it here. I want to bring out something here. I think there was a time our daddy said something. He said that it is in descending that we can ascend. Is it only me that heard it when he said it? No. I now start thinking on that. How can a man descend and then ascend? That's my first point. Death can be a pathway to heights. Depth can be a pathway to height. Remember, this man was running actually away from fear and danger. Now, this is why I'm saying this, because you know when they say ascension, we used to feel the euphoria of when we pray out loud and all that, and see, maybe you see yourself climbing and flying and all of that. It's part of it, but that's not all. Why did I say that in depth you attain a height? Now this man, he was actually out of fear. that he was running away from somebody. Something was weighing him down, so much that he actually laid down with that burden. And now a portal opened up to him. Let's see, so that I'll portray my point. Judges chapter 6. Because sometimes when things are happening to you, you don't know is that God is trying to create an avenue to bring you to a new level of height. But if you don't have that understanding, you will put it aside and wait for when things have settled down, you're not comfortable, you can now pray for like 3 hours and all of that and all of that. Nothing will come because God brought an opportunity. Judges chapter 6. And the children of Israel did even the sight of the Lord. The Lord delivered them. No. Give me where Gideon was threshing the floor. I don't have time. I just have 45 more minutes, please. 11. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the media. Now this is an uncommon situation. This is a situation that is very appalling, very bad. There is nothing good out of it. Are you seeing it? But God was seeking an avenue to express his might in somebody. Then he presented a situation, and this man Gideon took advantage of it. I'm trying to tell you that there are circumstances God will bring you so down. It's not as if he likes it. He wants to teach you a new height out of that situation. But if you don't know, you will while away time, pass through it, and you will not have any revelation coming out of that situation. This man, God was trying to bring out the might side of him. He's trying to showcase to the world that one man can stand and win a nation. Is a revelation, is a new height he has not taught in Israel for a long time, and he wants to showcase it. He now brought the people of Israel into captivity. He tried to use that situation to teach them a new. I'm trying to tell you, their depth means they will bring you down. There are crushings that God is crushing you just to teach you one thing. But if you don't pay attention, that revelation will be lost. Are we together? So this man, as he was stretching the floor, verse 12, the angel was watching. Oh, the reason I'm telling you is this. You are under surveillance. You are under surveillance. You don't know. God orchestrated the window to bring you into a new level of what? Light and level of revelation. Height. Height can be in anywhere. It can be in prayer. It can be in the word. It can be in fasting. It can be anywhere. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Since when did you know that even this man is not aware of this might? So that you will know that this God is doing, you don't know, but he's teaching you, it is until you successfully pass that class, he will tell you, this is the height I'm trying to bring you in. I'm trying to tell you in depth what you reach a height that you have not reached. Now, verse 13. And Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? Where be all his miracles which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianite. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianite. Have not I sent thee? 15. And he said, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father. Are you seeing it? The circumstances is just trying to. God used all of these things to teach you that even if you can bring out an excerpt from this, that a man that is even the lowest, God brought Gideon to the lowest, and from there he taught him that even in the lowest rank, you can rise up as a man and defeat a whole nation. From that day, from that, when that revelation struck him, said, go in this that might, this man didn't go back. He went with that might, with that new revelation. Even when he sees seas of armies, he will not listen. There is a revelation he caught in that depth. What revelation have you caught in the depth? What revelation have you caught in the low place, in that situation that is demeaning? It's not for fun. God is not doing things just to have fun. No. There is something he wants to teach you. Have you gotten that? We'll look at someone else, Hannah. There are some statements, Papa used to say that, there are some statements Hannah made. This woman didn't learn it. It was the situation that was encumbering around her that made her so God at so many things. The things that you have seen yourself in, what are the things you've learned? What are the heights you've learned just because you do not have money for social? Have you actually caught a revelation out of that? Or are you seeing it as just process? In process, the heights that you attain in them. You don't allow things to get lost all of a sudden. There is purpose in whatever God is doing. There is purpose. God didn't just bring you here. God brought you here. What have you learned about body life? Can you go elsewhere and tell somebody, this is the revelation I caught as a result of staying in a body life? Is a height. God is using it to teach you something. Is a depth crushed, and then you come out with light. Let's see Hannah.
2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord. Remember, this is scripture I used to pray. That time Hannah was just crying, "Oh Lord, give me a child, I need a son," and all of that. But when did she learn that the Lord is her lamp? Are you seeing it? And the Lord will lighten my darkness. It was because she was passed through darkness and then saw the light of God out of it. God brought you through thick darkness just to teach you a height so that you can stand and tell somebody that you are a city set on a hill. You cannot be hid. He will ask you how. You start telling the teachings that God brought you through out of, because of the depth he brought you down into. But what if he brought you down there? All you are seeing is darkness, blaming God. Why not look down and see the teachings going on and see the height God is about to bring? After everything, someone can ask you, how did you manage to come out of your darkness? You cannot say two precepts that someone can benefit from. You lost the teaching. You lost the height. In depth, height can be attained. So he said, thou art my light. There are so many things. All I know is that this woman didn't know them. She extended into a depth and God taught her, and she increased in height. So you can learn from her, from the things. Let's see together. For that, verse 29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through truth, and by God, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. Are you seeing it? When did she learn this? And as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power. She knew when she had no strength. Even in the physical, all was lost. If nothing, even her fellow, her co-wife was persecuting her, no strength. She can't raise her head, nothing. But in that, she attained a height, and now she can stand in that height and speak. And he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like the hind's feet, and setteth me upon high places. He teacheth my hands to walk, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Let's stop here. These are, ask yourself, in the depth God brought you, see a height coming. See the height coming. Don't bake in the depth. Because as you go down, you come up. But if you don't know, you will waste it. You waste them. There are no persons in the scripture that wasted. Ask Job too. Job was brought to the lowest place, and then from there he stood and said, I know my Redeemer liveth. There are people, the things they pass through, you can't convince them against the fact that their Redeemer is living. It's a high they have attained. You can't argue them out of that, because when it was came to us, they saw their Redeemer living, brought them out of it. So what are you learning from the depth? Don't allow it to waste. There is the height you will attain by it. And you can teach men through that. Amen. Okay. For you to attain a man's calling. Daddy said it yesterday. Just few things I will go. For you to attain a man's calling, you have to attain the height he reached. And I add, at least to a measure. Judges 5:6. be ready to give me Revelation chapter, Luke chapter 14, verse 23. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anat, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through what? Byway stop. I'm trying to tell you, is that said yesterday, and I like when I hear something, I go and think back on them to know actually what God is trying to say here. See, I said that for you to enter a man's calling, you have to come up to the height he was when he attained it. I told you when we started that God dwells in a height, in a mountain, and when he's releasing something, he expects you to come up on that, up to that plane, so that you will receive it. Say that in the days of Shamgar, the highways were unoccupied. If you look through the scriptures, I looked through them, sometimes not all of them, I saw that whenever the Israelites want to fight, their most common place of victory is the highways. If they want to win you, as in win-win, without stress, they will take you to the highways, because that is where they are more comfortable with that. They are used to that. They are conversant with the highways. So when that is, so if God wants to do something, I told you that you have to enter and give me that look. The highway is a point, is an apex where you will come, and you will be able to interact with what God is releasing. So if God is bringing you to his calling, you have to come. He said that it is only in the highways, in a height, where you will come, and then you will partook of what I'm releasing. Give me that look. Okay, thank you. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways. Again, it's not every plane that God can meet you. It's not. He saw this man. He did not say go to the street and the road. He said go to the highways. That is where business, trafficking goes on. Go there. Bid men to compel men to come to my house. And my house, compel men to come in, that my house may be what? Filled. I'm trying to tell you, you have to come up to where God is so that you can partake of his calling. I know you cannot. Remember, I read in Genesis, he said he climbed the ladder. If you know about the physical ladder, he has partitions. He has cadres. So, I'm not saying you will attain the highest point where God is. Remember, I said to a measure. You have to come up to a measure before you can receive what is coming. If you don't, if you remain on the low places of the earth, there are so many things that will not come to you. You have to come to that place. Even when God is, this is a wedding, he say, go to the highway. Because these are the men that know the value of things, of sacrifices, of warfare. Because if you bring a layman, if you bring a civilian, they will not understand. There are so many things God will be saying in that place. They will not even know what to do. They can't bear them. Are you seeing it? Go to the highway. Compel them to come. So for you to enter the callings, you have to come by the knowledge of Jesus to a certain place, to a measure. Let's say you want to work with a certain angel. It's not all incense that can attract them. You'll be asking God, where is the angel that worked with Moses? Maybe you sense that the call of God is on your life is looking like that of Moses. Eh? You start beckoning on the angels of Moses. They cannot come. Why? Because the measure you have in the ladder, ladder, is not what can draw them. So for you to enter that calling, you have to graduate, and come up to the height where they dwell so that you can partake. And in each level, there are things that can accrue to you. Each level of the ladder, there are things that you can take in each level. The measure you have, if you are on, like it's, the book of Ezekiel 47, on the ankle level, on the knee, on the waist, shoulder, and overflow. All of them are levels of the height you can attain. So if the callings of God, if God is calling you to be a Nazarite, you know that you have to find out where God is in that. If you cannot come up to that, then that is that realm, the reality cannot come up to you. You have to come up to that place so that you can partake of that. So as you are journeying, ascending, what is that thing that you are looking for? You have to find where it is. You have to find in which place in the ladder it is. That's why as you are praying, you don't know. You ask the Holy Ghost, carry me to where this thing is. You don't know. There is a place the might of Samson rests. Do you know where it is? No. You ask the Holy Ghost. So when you say, Holy Ghost, carry me. Don't just sing. He knows where it is. You go to that portal, drop you there. funny enough, the might of Samson might not be the same might where my angel Michael works. Are you seeing it? He has a higher rank, a higher cadre. You cannot use the incense that you used to achieve that later, wanting to for angel Michael to come and answer you. No. Do you know what Daniel did? He prayed 21 days. 21 days, angel Gabriel came, nothing, and he continued until incense was enough to host angel Michael. He now came. So don't expect anything to enter the calling. God is calling, God is bringing you into. If you cannot come up to that place, you have to do whatever it takes. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield until you generate enough incense and he can bring you there. Amen. Revelation chapter 4, just to buttress this point. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. And after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you the things which must be hereafter. Are you seeing it? This man is already in a vision, in a realm. He's already in the spirit. So that you understand what I'm trying to say. Do you know what I'm saying? There was a time, there was one of the best punks. We are praying. Suddenly, that was the first time I saw the... Okay. Please. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not trying to... Okay, I saw one of the angels that used to... As in... That was released. Okay, I don't know how to put it so that you not get confused with what I'm saying. One of the angels that used to work with me, something like that. Just understand it as something like that. When I saw him first, I could not even. I was like that in the Bible said, he was looking so scary. So scary. Are you seeing me? I did not even know it was for me. I just laid down. Papa was in. So when there are impartation sessions, don't be casual. Don't be casual, I'm telling you. I was just lying there. I did not even know. Say, angels are released. I just lay down. I was crying. The only thing that kept me there was one of the testimony that our daddy said that one day the angels was, he put his hands in there. He said, if he said it's enough, that thing will cut. I said, if I die here, let me die here. Are you seeing it? So I couldn't, because that was my first one. That was my first encounter. Two, I did not even generate any incense. The incense that was there was a corporate one. I could not even interact with it. It was way off later on that I started now interacting. It's not like I've achieved it. That's what I'm saying. You can, the angel released to you that you cannot even see. Why? Because you have not entered the realm. You have not generated the incense just to see them. Just to see them. There's not, you can, you first of all see them. First of all, endure their voice. First of all, another one, understand what they are saying. Some person they are talking to you, you'll be hearing Greek. Yeah, in French, you don't understand what they're saying. It's not anything. There is graduations when you come up to where they came from. Some are just coming fresh from the throne of God, and you are just trying to ascend. If they say anything, you don't understand it. So this it took me time. I started graduating until his things start becoming common. So this is what I'm saying. This man was already in the spirit doing business. I'm trying to tell you, you are already doing something. There are things you are seeing, but there is a call to. If this man said, let me show you what will come after. What will come after? It means you have to go. If you want to go 10 years ahead, what you will do is not something that you did for you to see something that is happening now. You have to do, come up again. There was a call for this man. Come up. Let me show you what will happen. So there are graduations. If God will show you any new thing in his calling, he will bring you what? Higher. And you will interact with it. If not, you cannot interact with it. You'll be looking alien to you. Amen. Amen. The third one. Height affects the potency of a sacrifice. Remember, this is not my words. I said it's excerpt from the teachings of our daddy. Height affects the potency of our sacrifices. Genesis chapter 22:1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a... Are you seeing it? In a mount. So, the height of where you are offering your sacrifice, God can easily tell Abraham, go to the back of your house and kill your son. Where did he tell him? You have to come. I'll tell you the reason I got when I was looking at this scripture, actually. There might be other things, but this is my reason. And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up in the early in the morning and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleft the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God has told him. For then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and the knife. And they went both together. And they went both of them together. Now the reason why, what I got from here is that if, remember, the potency of your sacrifice is in where you are offering it. I'm paraphrasing. So God said, go to the Mount of Moriah and offer your son. I believe that had he been... He just went to the... He said, go to the back of your and kill your son. He wouldn't have weighed the option. He wouldn't have the time to think on it. So God... The reason why God is asking you to ascend... Because there are things... They might be preaching. You are just on the ground. They said, do this thing. You might just do it. When you go home and think very well on it... See, I wouldn't have done it. If they have given me chance, I would have changed my mind. That's why they say ascend. You have to ascend. As you are ascending, God is trying to tell you, where the option? Where the option? Because when you are ascending, say, God, I will die for you. You will die. Because he gave you the option of when you are coming. Where the option? That is what he did to this man. He said, carry this one as you are going. Know that this boy you are carrying, and before in 3 days' time, you will kill him. You have time to change your mind. So as he was climbing, the more he's climbing, the more he's dying, the more the sacrifice is having potency. Are you seeing it? Because it is when you climb that height, God will tell you something. When he tells you something, do it. When you do it, he has power, because you weigh the option as they are coming. There were many roadblocks, hindrances, but you pierce through. When you reach there, God say, clear your account. Are you seeing it? If you pass through that and ascended and heard that voice, if you do it, then there is potency in it. Because you heard, there are so many things we did, but we did not ascend enough to hear it clearly. We'll come back and regret doing it. There are some things you ask God, what should I do in this situation? You just do it, blah, 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 under 2 seconds, two minutes, you got answer. Later on, you found out that you were wrong. You do not ascend high enough so that you weigh the options. God is giving you time. As you are coming, praying, say, will you bear what I'm trying to tell you? Can you bear it? You are saying, yes, I can. You are going up. When you reach there and he tells you something that you feel is unattainable, but because of the heights where you are standing on, you can actually do it. And if you do it, there is potency in it, because he came from an ascended place. Are we together? Okay. Look at Jonah. We will not read it. Jonah was a man, they say, go and preach the gospel. I'm trying to tell you, there are so many things you will do. If immediately you come down from your ascension, you ask questions you ought not. Because that is what happened to Jonah. Jonah was a man that went to Nineveh and preached. Suddenly he came there. He heard the voice of God. It was clear. Even though he dodged and went back, did it, came back from the ascension. Bam. He now started a just small son that shone on him. He said, oh God, why would you allow me to just suffer like this? You have cleared God. When you were praying, God said, clear your account. You cleared it. In the next 2 weeks, God was not quick enough to do something for you. Are you seeing it? Will you ask God a question? Tell someone who asks, am I not the one that did? You did not ascend high enough. If you have ascended high enough, that question will be removed. The reason man say, I've done it. And sometimes there are prayers you wear, and you pray some prayers. There are some demand God will not make on you. There are some demand He won't make, because He knows that if He makes that demand on you, you will come back and ask Him questions that He will be angry at. Don't assume you heard something that you have not ascended high enough to hear, because you can't bear it. When the consequences come, you will start blaming God. But if it indeed you know you ascended, you came there and heard. Are you seeing it? When Elijah ascended, heard the earthquake, heard the thunder, the fire and all of that. When the still small voice came, he heard clear. Well, even he heard it in the fire and all of that. You know, the graduation of ascension, there are things he might not have done. But when he heard, when everything was clear, he heard the voice of God, your ministry has closed. Go and give it to 3 other persons. He was able to do that. But if he was still in the fire, he would be feeling the guilt bomb. He's saying, oh God, I still have something to do for you. You will not do it. So Jonah, when the sun shone, he cursed God. Are you seeing it? When you come down from your ascension, because when I'll still tell us before we leave, there are things that will keep you there. Because one person will ascend today, tomorrow they have come down. That's why you say, why will I pray 2 hours today and tomorrow I cannot even pray 30 minutes. You came down from your ascended position. That thing that will keep you there. It's not as if you are there, physically there. Just that whenever you open your mouth and speak in tongues like 2 or 3 minutes, I know there are times things you have done might make it longer and all of that. There is a disclaimer to that. Then you just go back to, it's your abode. It's not a strange place. It's your abode. In your home, when you come to your home, do you stress yourself to enter? Should be you just get key and open it and enter? Ah, yes, if you lost your key, you do something and all and enter. But shall you enter? It's your abode. So in the place of ascension, that is the Bible said you are seated with Christ. So it's more like your abode. When you come, you do the necessary and you go there. God is not trying to suffer us. And we are saying that it seems as if it's a labor. We have to. It's just there are some things that we have engaged in that makes the work too strenuous and all of that. Amen. Okay, I think I can say 2 more things. Give me 2 Corinthians 12, verse 2. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such as one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up in paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. Now, what I want to tell us in a few minutes is that there are some possibilities that can actually accrue to you as a result of having attained ascension possibilities. There are things that you will have as a possibility if you ascend. This is one of it. This man, I can call it conviction. You know, one of the days in my third year, it's not something I can pride in, but after I think I did, it's not a long fast, just consecutive fast, like 6 to 6, 6 to 6. I did it. But on the last day, I finished. I was so hungry, and there was no food. So hungry. I just now went to my, because this is a bunk, 1, 2, 3, 4. I went to my final year, my third year roommate. I laid on her bed. I was grieved, as in I wasn't happy. But there, the reason why I'm telling you that things, it's not always when in happy mood that you can attain ascension. Remember, I told you that from the beginning. It's not only in happy mood. When as a result of this fact, I know I attained an environment. So when I laid down, I got a visitation. As in, from that day, a man cannot come. As a result, I could not tell the details of the encounter. A man cannot come today, and tell me that God does not love me. Do you know why? It was because I attained that revelation in ascension mode. The reason I say Saul, there was God brought when he was going to on his way to Damascus, God caught him up and brought him to a high place and showed him himself. Even after 14 years, a man is trying to tell him, because you have sickness in your body, do you believe that as an evangelist that this sickness should be in your body? He said, I don't care. There is a man I saw 14 years ago. The things I saw has given me the conviction not to doubt this thing in my body. So the things you got in you in the ascension mode can give you a conviction that even hunger, your parents sending you away, cannot take it away from you. If they successfully take it away from you, then the plane that you got it from is you didn't ascend high enough. This man, after 14 years, he was suffering an infirmity. I think his body was having sores and all of that. People are trying to tell him, as a pastor, you are hungry, as a pastor. Where did you receive your calling? From whom did you get it from? From what height? From what ascension mode? From what plane? If you know it, it serves as a conviction that no man can say, come down. You can't come to their level because you know where you got it from. So have possibilities like conviction that you got in your ascension mode is a possibility. If you get it, no man can quickly come and turn you away. The reason why you are easily turned away is because where you got your convictions are not correct. You didn't ascend high enough. Someone can easily advise you to take a bribe. You didn't attain the faithfulness of God in a plane. If you have seen it there, you know that God is faithful even to the end. Even if it means taking away this salary, I know God can bring another one. So, one of the possibilities that crucial to ascension is what? Conviction. And if that conviction comes, you can't live easily. He can't. What are the convictions you have about God? What are the convictions you have about things in God? Where did you get them from? From what plane did you receive them? It determines whether you hold it to the end. This man said, no matter what, I knew where God brought me from. Some of you knew how you knew your life before you received Christ. You knew how the despicable it is. Can someone now come and tell you God cannot save? You cannot understand that because you receive it from a plane where you ought to have received it. But if you received it on a platter of suya, someone can still use that suya and take it away. Are you seeing it? If you receive salvation on the promise that he will give you money, if that money did not come, you will lose that salvation. If you receive the love of God just because a man loved you, physical man, you will lose it when that man says he did not love you again. But if you have that confidence that God loves me, it will actually build an atmosphere that will make men like you without you calling for it. Where did you get? When you ascend, there are possibilities, and when it comes, it gives you conviction that cannot be argued away. Number two, there are some scriptures, but pardon me, my time is going, I cannot read all of them. 1 Kings 18 verse 41 to 40. I love this one. When you ascend, you gain mileage. I hate it when I'm telling Satan, I'm here, Satan is here. I hate that. If a man can ascend enough, you can give Satan 2 years. He will just be grouping in darkness. You can ascend and take charge of the next 2 years of your life. Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up. I said, in ascension, one of the possibilities that you can get is what? Mileage. Is what? You can call it advantage. You can gain advantage. Apostle Aaron used to call it 10 steps ahead of the devil. I love that message. It's good. Some of us don't even have, you are 10 steps backwards to the devil. You are the one doing the cashing up. But God said there is a possibility where you can give, say, at least 10 steps. 10 steps is one, 1 into 10. Give him 10 so that you will breathe. Some of us, you have not breathed that, as in good fresh air for one day. But there is a possibility you can give Satan a mileage and then breathe fresh air for one day. So you have not breathed fresh air in your finance, just one day. You have not breathed fresh air in your purity, one day. Every time you'll be struggling, Satan will bring you. Are you the only one on earth? Satan will bring this thought, bring this thought, bring this thought, bring this thought. Only you. One day, your mind is not free. Just one day. And you see, Elijah said, I'm trying, there is mileage in ascension. Whenever you ascend, see yourself giving Satan every day. Before you know it, I've given him 2 years. You might not achieve it. Me, if I do it, I can achieve one year in one prayer session. It's just ascend high enough. Satan will know that you have given him mind. If he's doing something, you know, I will not catch you. When you throw some sand on the air, someone that is far will just be seeing the dust as if just as a sign that someone packed sand and threw on the air. But the sand did not have effect. If you can give Satan that, Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. 42. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. 44. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there riseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up and say unto her, prepare thy chariot and get down, that the rain stop thee not. 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Ahab ran what? Fast on his chariot. Don't brag to your friend that, don't worry, I'll catch up, I'll pass you. When you have not ascended, you're not going anywhere. Don't stop bragging. Stop. It's not about you getting money. Don't worry. Don't worry. You should worry. Because you are not doing it. You should worry. The reason why you say don't worry is because you know that every day you come, that you are finding yourself in bed bank, you are ascending. Then you have the confidence to tell. You can know. If we tell ourselves the truth, you can know by the way you are praying that in 2 years you will pass. I'm not saying you should make it the reason why you pray, but you should know by the reason of the activities I'm doing in the presence of God, in 2 years and all of this thing will not be a question. But you can know that the way I'm doing things, I'm deceiving myself. I know nothing is coming out. We should stop lying to ourselves. So when you tell your mom, mommy don't worry, after I'm through with my process in Betterama, after I'm through with my process, you know, pass through process, your mommy will hope in vain. Are you seeing it? So this, you know, I said this. Ahab rode, fiam, was going on his horse. Let's see what Elijah did. Mileage. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his lion and ran before Ahab to the entrance of what? Jezreel. Don't bother about what Satan is doing. Now, I'm not bothering. Sometimes you have dreams. Satan will be doing, I will do this one. This is what I want to do. I will tell Satan, oh, Shebi is what you want to do. I'll say, yes. Is that what God wants to do? Say no. Sit down. Is there a possibility if I can ascend? He said there is a possibility. I continue ascending. Until that thing that Satan wants to do, he will not do it. We are so much afraid of what Satan said he wants to do that we will not even engage to get in the things we will do so that he will not do it. You are begged with fear because Satan said he will do this one. He will make sure you will amount not. You will be thinking it every day. Tell Satan, okay, this is what you want to do. Keep it. You, what would you want to do?
I want to ascend to the highest height and gain advantage and pass that thing you want to do. If you can ascend, there is, you can gain the advantage, especially for ladies. I say your advantage is on your knees, on your knees. If God will give me strength and energy, we'll bear things on our knees. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of Satan. I used to tell him. I'm not telling you. I'm telling him I'm not afraid of him. Say lie, I'm not. Shebi, I have my knees. Shebi, I have the Holy Ghost. Shebi, there is a possibility of me ascending. There are things that you can do. Satan will be doing the cashing up. There is mileage. Chamaka, Amaka. When was the last time Satan was the one chasing you, as not to do you something, just to at least can we to space? Let me come closer. When was the last time? To give him mind, give him mind. That's why this thing came up. There is a possibility you can ascend, get mileage, run, let the gap be too far. The last time you were sick, let it be the last 6 months. Before he does another, prepares his weapon to shoot another arrow, another 6 months apart, you have gone another mileage. It will become 1 year. The reason why Satan normally catches up is because when you give him mileage, you go and relax. There's one of the movies I watched. Satan doesn't rest. He doesn't rest. This man won in a battle against somebody. He won. Satan was the victor. He did not. See, I thought Satan would go and be relaxed. Hey, see how I won, because he brutally won the guy. He did not relax. He went and became more deadliest. Because he knew, in case this man rises up tomorrow, I am 10 times prepared to deal with him. But you want Satan just one. You will beg in it 3 weeks. You don't know Satan is angry. He's multiplying his weapons. He will go and download things that you do not know exist. When you get mileage today, because you prayed well today, it will be the major reason why you will pray much more tomorrow. That is my secret. I did not say because there is no reason why I should come to bed banks and not pray. Because I know in it that if I can ascend, I'm getting all my years together. I'm getting all my years together. I'm getting all my years together. I'm getting a Godwin. Have you gotten the next 2 years of your singing ministry, of your finance, of your family, of your business, of your school? Are you seeing it? But Satan has gathered the information needed to keep him. He's down already. He will just be dishing it out. Are you seeing it? Get mileage. Mileage is a possibility. And if you can get mileage, Satan will be doing the what? Catching up. And that's what he should be doing. Because he's a defeated fella. It's not somebody to say defeated fella. Security. That's another possibility accrued to a man that can ascend. Security. My time is going. I have like 10 more minutes. And I think I'll just read this and pass. Joshua chapter 6 verse 16. Please, Joshua, is your name now? Thank you. Thank you, sir. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew the trumpet with the trumpet, Joshua said, no. 2:16, please. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuer meet you and hide yourself there 3 days. Until the pursuer be returned, and afterwards you may go your way. These are the 2 spies that were sent to Joshua to spy the land of Jericho. After they've done that, I'm trying to tell you, remember the Bible said in, give me Psalm 91, let me paraphrase this. When you can ascend to high the mountain of the Lord, there is security there. You just stay there. These men, when they are done, and the people of Jericho want to capture them, the woman Rahab said, go to the mountain. The reason why Satan can get you easily is because you are on ground. You are on ground. He said, told them specifically, if you don't want these men of Jericho to catch you, prince, go to the mountain, stay there. Nothing will happen.
They went there, stayed for 3 days. This man, they vibe, go down. Okay, don't worry. They set round the mountain down. They did not find them because they are where? They are in a place, the mountain. So if you can locate yourself here, he that dwelleth in this, let's read it together. We will read 5 verses, then we'll stop. So that you see the security that is accrued to a man that can find himself in the dwellings of God. God, I told you, is dwelling in a place, in a high mountain. He said, let's read together. One, two, go. Okay. 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 All of these things is found where? A man that is dwelling where? In the secret place of where? The Most High. Can you ascend and locate where God is? His secret place. If you can be there, all of these things, there is nothing like things that happen. You are afraid. You are in the car. You are afraid of dying and all of that. You are afraid of this one happen. No. It's because the day you, in fact, it's God, maybe you ascended and you got it, but maybe you came down. I told you, one of my biggest secrets when I was in campus, I don't care where I'm going, 11, 10, 12, 59, I'm walking on the road. And funny enough, when I did this, when I lived off campus, you know, Odenigwe, full of cultists, I don't care. 11, I'm going from the hostel, Piam. Do you know why? I'm sitting somewhere. Eh? God said, if I can dwell, maybe I went to the tennis court to pray like 2 hours. Why would I be afraid of someone, a human being like me? Are you seeing it? I'm not. There was actually a time someone attempted, I just heard footsteps towards that hill to the west side. I was here. I heard footsteps. Welcome. I opened my. It was around 10, 30, 11. I started thinking, blasting in tongues. After like 2 minutes, I did not hear it again. I said, follow me now. Are you seeing it? Satan breaks in your fear. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God, the possibility of you ascending to the secret place of the Most High God, is there are things that Satan is doing will not affect you. Where are you hiding? Where do you dwell? Where are you dwelling? That is your leverage on what will happen to you on earth. So far, Satan said, when Satan was thrown out of heaven, the Bible said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Are you on earth? If you are on earth, the Bible is saying woe to you, because Satan will deal with you. But God gave us the advantage. Said if we can ascend and come to the secret place of the Most High, all of this thing will just be a story that will be told. One more thing. Okay? Give me Psalm chapter 24. Qualifications. Characters for ascension. The earth is the... Thank you. The Lord, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. You know, Daddy wanted to touch this thing yesterday. So I'm not going to waste time on this. I have 5 minutes. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Are we together? Who shall stand in his holy place? You will ascend and you will what? I told you, a man can ascend and so actually come down. But there are things that will make you sit perpetually there. It's not just that you ascended, you have to stay there. Time will not allow me to tell you there's something that happened to Noah's ark that made it perpetually float on the river, no matter what is happening. There is a formation he took. There is a formation a man that ascended that will take. And when you stay there perpetually, you can stay there, you can stand. Elijah used to, I looked through the book of Samuel and Kings. Elijah used to make a statement, say, before the Lord God whom I stand, I speak. That is one of the things I did not tell you. There is a possibility. When you ascend, you start making registrations.
There are things you uttered and you are not standing on a plane. That was the reason why Satan struck you. I'm telling you, there was a time I came to a dream. I saw what Satan, I started Satan. You don't have the right to do this. He struck me. I was sick for 2 weeks. I just thought I had what it takes to say what I want to say. I suffered the repercussions. If you are not standing on a particular plane, if you have not ascended, don't legislate some things. There are some things that are very strong, are stronger than you. If just because euphoria of where you are, you start speaking some things, you will lose your altar. There's so many things will start happening, you start asking. No, you are not standing on a place. Elijah, before he messed up judgment, he will tell you, I'm standing somewhere. That's why I'm saying this thing. Where are you standing? That's not my emphasis. He said, whom shall ascend into the holy hills of the Lord? For he that had clean what? He that had what? Pure heart. Who had not lifted up his soul unto what? Vanity, not sworn what? Deceitfully. These are the criteria of you ascending. Purity. Daddy told us yesterday, there is a level of purity you don't carry. When you ascend there, that is the first. You'll be going like big red flag. Pa, 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 intruder. Pa, 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 intruder. Immediately you are coming, immediately you are leaving. There are some people, you have one strong stone of bitterness in your heart, and you are doing it. Funny enough, that day it was warfare. I pity you. There are so many things you will have. That's why the Bible says, when you have something against your neighbor, it's not about physical things. Drop it before you come. It's saying if you want to ascend high, that place is delicate. Drop it first. But funny enough, we'll carry all of that baggage. And so many things I would have said. Carry all of that baggage. The Bible said in Hebrew to say, lay aside every weight. There are things that you even carry, you will not ascend. You are too big to ascend. Have you seen an aircraft? They built it so that the body is too light because it's going to a big height. If the body of an aircraft is woven with strong iron, it cannot fly. You want to ascend, you are too big. You are leading with bitterness, envy, fear, doubt. All of them, you are carrying them and you want to ascend. It is too big, you weigh you down. You cannot. You can fly as high as it can allow you. Say, laying aside every weight, ascend and come up. If you carry all of these things, you cannot ascend properly. That's why you ask yourself, why is everybody I'm not ascending? Check yourself where. There are weights. There are things, baggages you are carrying. One of the things, Hannah said, make my feet like the hind's feet. Hind is a female deer. One of the things that I know for is that they have graceful legs. Have you seen someone, they say someone walk gracefully. They are just light, as if they have not eaten. Why are you not light? When you come to the presence of God, just allow the Holy Ghost, release yourself. But sometimes we are just full of ourselves, full of pride, full of independence, full of the things we have achieved. All of these things are things that weighs you down. Because you prayed yesterday, someone fell under an angel that prayed. That thing is what filled your head. Filled your head. It will not allow you to ascend again. There are so many things that can hold you. People down from ascending. To have clean hands, pure hearts. You should not vouch yourself. Pride can make a man come to the presence of God and pray unnecessarily. Pray, waste your time. You are praying out of pride. You ask yourself, why did I go pray for 2 hours? I did not ascend. I'm not saying, when you come, drop everything that you know you are in the natural. Drop it. Is it God that you are trying to form for? God that knows you inside out. Amen. Finally, give me Exodus 17. Let me see if it's what I want. Jesus. Praying in the Holy Ghost small. We'll pray for like 5 minutes. Just be charging your spirit. There's one major prayer point we'll do. Then we'll go. Verse 8. Okay, go. Yes.
this is what I want. In there is none of the mistake we make in ascension. Joshua 9, please. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Moses had the rod of God. He went where? To the mountain. It's not enough. Now go. Verse 11. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hands that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. 12. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the other, the one on the one side, and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. I want to tell you, in the place of ascension, you need help. The reason most time you falter in ascension is because, one, you need help of men. You need help of the Holy Ghost. And this man, Moses, is one of the highest prophets they have. But today, he needed help. Why will you come on the place of ascension and you not ask for help? Remember when Peter came and asked Jesus, Jesus, should I come? He was walking. When he doubts, I'm trying to tell you, there are times you ascend, you act as in, there are things that will strike. You will falter where there is a height you have reached. Something will strike. Satan will just come with a thought, bam. You falter. That's not the time to go down entirely. You reach out and ask for what? Help. That's what Peter did. Say, Lord, would you not what? Help me. Why will you be too proud? You know you are not doing anything in prayer. Why would you be too proud to hold your brother's hand and say, I'm tired. Help me. Let me ascend with you. Some persons are too proud to do that. I'm telling you. That's why most times, Joshua, I value him. He used to do it a lot. He don't care who. Even if he's tired, when he comes, he likes to dress up as me. I will not allow you. Because there are some people that will come. They will drag you down with them. So all I'm saying, because we are going to hold our neighbor's hand, I'm praying the next 5 minutes. What you are asking is for what? Help. When we say, Holy Ghost, carry me. There's a point you will reach in ascension. It's the Holy Ghost that carried you there. Sometimes you let go of the Holy Ghost's hands. You start navigating on your own. Start doing the things that you will lose your way. The things whereby you are carried on in the first place, you will lose it. You will go off where the radar. God, Holy Ghost, carry me. The reason why I'm telling you this, there are angels that has been appointed, assigned to you, that you cannot see or receive their help just because the Holy Ghost is not bearing you on the wings. And I tell you, there are men and brothers here that can help you ascend. Hold your brother and pray in the next 5 minutes. Come for me, oh. I join my brother. I join my sister. Aaron said, Moses said, Aaron, hold my left hand. Hold my right hand. If it's prevailing, we must prevail today. There are battles your neighbor can give you victory to. You don't know who you are holding. That's why you are doing like this. Something you have been struggling to do since. Someone by your side can give you a push. I believe my brother.
Make sure you are holding somebody. You are not joking.
Graduation! Hold your neck for me!
God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Udechukwu, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edu Udechukwu. God bless you.